We're talking today with our senior senator for the state of Oklahoma, Senator Jim Inhofe. Senator, let's talk about several things, but I guess really top of mind for so many people right now, where we are on this tax reform conference that we are now establishing between the House and the Senate. Tell me about the Senate passed package that came out early Saturday morning.
This is huge. We haven't done this since 1986. And let me kind of give you a little historic perspective. Back during it goes all the way back actually to the Kennedy days, but I'm more familiar with the Reagan days. And it's a little bit in the weeds, but it's so important that we talk about it, and you have a well-informed audience. So let me share this. I was actually in business, I was a developer, and I was working back when the first reduction in taxes came, and that was 1981. At that time, the total revenue coming into the United States was $469 billion. President Reagan reduced the tax rate all the way across, in the top bracket went down from 70% to 50%. Then again, in 1986, he brought that down from 50% to 28%. And both times this happened, it had a huge increase in revenue coming in. The problem was that the Democrats controlled the House and the Senate, and so as all that additional revenue came in, they spent it and kept the deficit down. Now, there's the big difference between what happened then and what's going to happen now. It will have, assuming that we have conservatives in the House and the Senate, and I anticipate that will be the case, as soon as these reductions go in, you're going to see revenue just really jumpstart in America. And I'll give you an example. During the GDP or the economy during the 8 years of Obama averaged 1.5%. Already, under this administration, it's up to over 3%. Now, for each additional 1%, that develops $3 trillion in revenue over 10 years. So that's what we're embarking on right now. It's a huge deal. Everyone listening to us right now should be very excited because we've passed the bills out of the House and the Senate. The conference is working now. I think we can do it by the end of this week. Now, that is a huge, major thing that's taking place right now in with this bill. And I want to mention one thing, that one of the big issues that our farmers, not just in Oklahoma, but throughout America, are interested in is that's the death tax. It is going to be addressed. It's going to be increasing the amount dramatically, doubling the amount it should be just going ahead and done away with completely, but it's going to be dramatically helpful to the farmers throughout America.
Senator, I know the exemption for the estate tax, the death tax, is going to be, of course, doubled under the Senate proposal. I know there's worry though that because of the bird exclusion or bird rule, it's going to be a temporary that could sunset in 7 years.
That could happen. On the other hand, on the House side, it also is going to double the exemption, but they have it then permanently done at the end of that year. So in conference, if we accept the House language, that solves the problem because then it will become a permanent thing. So let's just hope and use the influence we can that particular provision that's going to be determined this week will be that way. Now, in the event it just doubles the exemption for right now, that's if that happens, that's good, but it doesn't solve the problem permanently. But we've got lots of time to work on that. Let's just take the House language, and then the problem is resolved.
Can that realistically happen, given the kind of the limitations that the Senate has on how much, how this bill can be scored?
Oh, yeah, it can. It can, because there are offsets. Let me just mention one thing. I was on the Hugh Hewitt show this morning, and I was talking about an idea that he had that I heard on his radio, and so I introduced it as an amendment. What that is people with retirement plans that cannot take out anything until they reach whatever age it is, normally age 60. Then when they do that, they have to pay ordinary income on it. This provision would say if they want to, they can take up to 25% of their retirement out and pay a 10% fee, but then have the rest of it tax-free when that time comes. that would be bring a huge amount of money in that would offset all of the problems that are there in terms of money coming in immediately. I'm talking about in a matter of days. I can't imagine there are very many people out there that wouldn't take advantage of being able to pull the money out, put it into business, stimulate the economy with it, and so that would offset the argument that you're referring to at this time, Ron.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the regulatory issues. I know that you were just really excited when we had EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt put into that position. He is basically doing some maneuvering right now to try to head toward getting rid of the Obama-era WOTUS and then replace it with new regulation, new language.
Yeah, Ron, it's actually much bigger than just that. And as you know, I chaired that committee that called the Environment and Public Works Committee, all during the 8 years of Obama. That's when the regulations were put in force that were just destroying this country economically. They have now, since that time, since this president's been in, we have over 50 executive orders and 15 what they call CRAs, Congressional Review Acts, that are going to negate a lot of these. The one that is most important to farmers is, and I know this from personal experience traveling around the state, is the WOTUS thing. And essentially, just to remind our listeners, where it's always been under the state jurisdiction as to the water, the declaration of areas that are considered to be water-prone areas, and they wanted to change that to be the federal government. Well, if you get into some of the arid areas of Oklahoma, get out there in the panhandle, that would be considered to be a wetland by some federal bureaucrat if right after a big storm. And so you'd have another huge bureaucracy crawling all over every farmer, every farm in America, not just in Oklahoma. Well, that's one of the first ones that he jumped into, and he's getting it done as fast as we can, and we're directing the EPA to rescind it. So that's a direction, and this is going to happen. But that's not the only one. I mentioned that some of them require passing a law. A CRA is a Congressional Review Act. It means if there's a regulation that's out there that is put together by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats, and you can get a majority of members of the House and the Senate to vote against it, you introduce a CRA, Congressional Review Act, and you pass it. Well, the first bill that Obama... That Trump passed and signed into law when he became president was my CRA. It was a rule that was put in by Obama that said that if one of our domestic oil or gas companies is competing with China, we have to tell them all the information that we're using in developing our bid, which puts us at a competitive disadvantage. Now, that's part of the war on fossil fuels that was conducted by the Obama administration. So I introduced a CRA to do away with that rule, and we had the first signing ceremony that this president had, President Trump had, was with me on that particular regulation. We have other regulations that have a direct effect on our farmers. The energy regulation having to do with the Clean Power Plan is something that would be very harmful to our farmers. The areas of the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines, that's a huge thing for the ag community throughout America. So these regulations, by the way, if you want to get a copy, what's my website called? It's inhofe.senate.gov, inhofe, I-N-H-O-F-E, .senate.gov, and say you want the regulation paper. The only place you can find this in America, because I've listed them all, some 50 executive orders and 15 CRAs. And if you want to study and see what this president, the previous president, was trying to do to America with overregulation, you can get it there. So that might be very informative if you could kind of pump that a little bit, Ron.
Oklahoma Senior Senator Jim Inhofe visiting with us on the long line today from our nation's capital, talking about several issues, tax reform, agricultural regulations, and more that have some impact back down on the farm. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.